we're ready to go now. Couple of weeks there to prepare. So hopefully now we're in good stead come Sunday.
Yeah. How difficult, or was it difficult to get the players back up and get them focused again after winning the intermediate championship after such a long break?
It wasn't difficult at all, to be honest. You know, they like all teams, whenever they won a championship, they went away and they enjoyed themselves. And the following weekend, we pulled together again and we said, listen, we'll give this our best shot. So we trained hard last week and the weekend then, and hopefully now just we get another session in tonight, and that should be us then for the weekend. So hopefully we'll go up and give a good account of ourselves, you know. But
yeah,
when you go up into Ulster, it's the first game, and listen, that's all, one game at a time. And if we can get over the first game, sure, we'll look at it a wee bit further then, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing about a championship like that. It really is like starting all over again to a certain extent, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And suppose the fact, you know, you're going maybe a 2.5 hour journey to somewhere you've never been to before. It's going to be a whole new environment to train against a team that you know very, very little about. You might hear of a name of a player or a couple of players that, you know, that can take scores of that, but when you haven't seen them in the flesh or, you know, that there, you don't really, really know too much about them. So I suppose the thing about it is we'll go up and give a good account of ourselves and hopefully get over the line, you know.
Defeated a good Clonhilly side in the final, obviously, you know, playing Division 1 football, and really a good campaign, a few tests along the way as well in the earlier game in Donegal, so well road tested.
Oh yeah, listen, I think we're very well tested, you know, and I think even the fact from, you know, our campaign in Division 2 this year, you know, we had a lot of good runs on the road as well. So yeah, listen, I think every day we go out, we look to be the best we can be, and that's what we've always done all year, and it'll be no different this weekend. And the fact, you know, that we've got over the line a lot of the times this year by a point here and a point there, you know, it shows that we are battle hardened, and hopefully we can draw on that there come Sunday, Tom.
The tendency when Donegal teams are playing Antrim teams, the belief is that Donegal teams should win, but there have been a few exceptions, I suppose, in recent years. We saw with the Antrim Miners, and we've seen one or two good club teams come out of Antrim as well, St. Gall's, St. Paul's in the past as well,
and even there St. Enda's last year in intermediate, like they went the whole way to, it was an All-Ireland semi-final, you know. So listen, at this level, I don't think there's very much between any teams. I think it's the same as at senior level. You know, when you coming out, if you're a county champion, you're there on merit, and you deserve the right to be there. It's all going to be on the day, and hopefully, you know, just as we keep saying, we can give a good account of ourselves. And I think if we do that, and we go up and we do give a good account of ourselves, I don't think we'll be far away.
And tell me, have you got everybody?
We have, thankfully, we have everybody available, Tom. No injuries, thank God, you know. So everybody, and I suppose we've been very, very fortunate this year that we haven't had any big injuries, an odd niggle here, an odd niggle there. But really, we've had our full panel to choose from for the championship, which has been a big bonus.